This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Expected in New York today, former President Trump. He will be at the offices of New York's Attorney General for his second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices. While most of us were sleeping, a federal appeals court issued a new ruling on abortion medication. The AP's Donna Warder.
Mifepristone was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than 20 years ago, and it's used in combination with a second drug to terminate pregnancies. But a Texas judge ruled recently to completely block the FDA's approval of the drug, following a lawsuit by the Alliance Defending Freedom, which was also involved in the Mississippi case that led to Roe v. Wade being overturned. Just before midnight Wednesday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled the drug could be dispensed, but only to the 7th week of pregnancy instead of 10, and not through the mail. The decision could still be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Donna Warder.
Today's the day.
The second of two black Democrats expelled from the Republican-led Tennessee House will be returning to the legislature. Hundreds of supporters marched with Justin Pearson through Memphis to the Shelby County Board of Commissioners meeting. The vote was 7-0 for his return. Pearson and Justin Jones were expelled for supporting gun control protesters following a deadly school shooting in Nashville. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden reportedly will announce that his administration is expanding eligibility for Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act's health insurance exchanges to hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. The heavy rain battering South Florida has been affecting travel, air, road, and rail. Nearly a foot of rain fell in just hours in Fort Lauderdale, causing widespread flooding. This is AP News. New York City now has a rat czar. Ooh. The AP's Julie Walker.
New York City has its first rat czar, whose sole mission? Lead the battle against the four-clawed vermin. Former schoolteacher Kathleen Karate says she couldn't believe the rat czar job was real.
Bloodthirsty is not a word you usually see in a job description.
But says she's ready to take on the city's rat population, which some peg at 2 million, others much more.
I will bring a science and systems-based approach to reducing New York City's rat population, with a strong focus on cutting off the food, water, and shelter rats need to survive.
Mayor Eric Adams, who's had some rat problems of his own, expects her to be merciless when it comes to the city's most cunning enemy.
Rats think they run the city, and we are serious about this.
Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.